This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to once again extend our greetings and our gratitude to each of you. Now, before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in what we refer to as that silent communication or telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And once again, you will find that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and that opportunity continues to exist for each of you. But once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in this vibrational level, as we have suggested, by choice. It becomes very difficult for you as a result of the electromagnetic type of energy that you've put in place to limit your capacity to understand not only how you create this reality, but who and what you truly are. It becomes very difficult for you to grasp the concept that the reality that you experience in this vibrational level is illusionary. It doesn't really exist in the form in which you perceive in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Once again, time and space are illusionary. This whole reality is illusionary. It doesn't mean that it's insignificant or not important, but rather it's an illusion. It's an illusion that's simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, a validation of what it is that you desire to experience. Now, this type of creation process exists throughout all the vibrational levels throughout all of creation, absolutely. The difference is, in the other vibrational levels, if you wish, the entities involved in those creation processes understand that it's their creation, understand that it's a validation of their beliefs and belief systems, understand that it's illusionary, and understand as well, as a result of it being illusionary, that the experiences are not nearly as intense as what you experience in this vibrational level. We like to use the analogy that it's like you enter into a theater, and you understand when you're in that theater that what you're perceiving upon the screen is simply a trick of lights. It's someone else's projection of a production of what it is they wish for you to experience. And so while you can experience various emotions and feelings while you're involved in that particular expression in the theater, and you not only can experience a wide range of emotions and feelings, but you can also, in what you in your so-called awakened consciousness state would view as a very short period of time, have the experience of a passage of a much greater portion of time. And so, in that theater, you understand that what's projected upon that screen is illusionary, and it steps outside of your boundaries of belief systems in time and space. You understand as well that the emotions that you're experiencing are as a result of someone else's projection that you're seeing upon the screen. And you understand that it's not real. Even in many instances when it's based on a so-called what you would refer to as a true experience, you understand that it's not real, that it's manipulated to once again give you a production that's based upon one individual's perception of what that experience is and should be. However, when you leave that theater, when you enter into the real world, now it becomes real. Now it feels like it's based upon this perception of time and space. It's very difficult to step outside of that time and space illusion in your so-called real world. And so you, in this particular awakened consciousness state, experience realities that you feel and experience are real, that are beyond your capacity to control. And so it becomes difficult for you to grasp the concept that what you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state is as illusionary as that experience that you had while you sit in the theater. It's an illusion. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It exists because you choose to believe it exists. It appears to be beyond your control because you choose to believe that it's beyond your control. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And we understand as well the difficulty in attempting to get a grasp on what those beliefs and belief systems are. Because you see, if you change the belief or the belief system, you change the reality. Absolutely. And so it can be of great assistance for you to have that ability to understand what your beliefs and belief systems are and to have that capacity to alter those beliefs and belief systems, and to consequently alter your reality, to change what it is that you're experiencing. Or in instances when you are experiencing a reality that you find desirable or that you would like to continue to experience, you can enhance the belief systems and consequently perpetuate and even intensify that experience that you're having in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so you put in place these beliefs and belief systems, and it becomes very difficult for you many times to grasp what they are, to alter them, to change them. Difficult, but not impossible. And so you enter into your so-called awakened consciousness state, holding these beliefs and belief systems, and experiencing what appears to be beyond your control. Unlike when you're in your so-called theater and you understand that what you experience is simply a projection upon a screen. And so in this so-called awakened consciousness state, it becomes once again very difficult for you to grasp the illusionary concept of what it truly is. Many of these beliefs and belief systems are put in place in your so-called altered states of consciousness, in your so-called between incarnational state, in your deep dream state. And it's possible for you to alter many of those beliefs in your meditative state, alter your consciousness, to go with inside and to maintain awareness of what it is that you're experiencing, and to in that altered state of consciousness, influence and alter beliefs and belief systems, to get a grasp of an understanding what a belief is so that you can alter it. Pay attention to your so-called spontaneous attitudes when you're involved in a situation, in an experience, and you wish to understand what the belief is that you're holding, that's responsible. You see, many individuals hold this concept that you should hold certain types of attitudes in order to influence your beliefs, in order to influence your reality. Hold, for example, positive attitudes in order to experience positive realities. You can have that if you desire. What do you believe? It's not right or wrong. It's a choice that you make. You see, if you wish to believe that if you hold certain attitudes, it influences your reality, you can have that, absolutely. But what we're suggesting is pay attention to to those spontaneous attitudes. That attitude that you experience, and you ask yourself, where did that come from? I didn't think that I experienced or held a belief that was responsible for that type of an attitude. Pay attention to the spontaneous attitudes that are occurring as a result of realities that you're experiencing, as a result of realities that you are creating for the opportunity to experience those emotions and feelings, to experience that attitude. And if you're not if you're not willing to continue to have that experience, then change the belief. It will give you a clue into what the belief is that's responsible for the reality that you are experiencing. Pay attention as well to your expectations. What do you expect to experience when you're involved in a particular interaction with other individuals? What is your expectation? You see, when you hold a belief, it has with it an expectation. So pay attention to what your expectations are to give you glimpses into what it is that you truly believe. You see, many individuals hold a belief that they understand is something that's absolutely true. But simply because you understand that something is true, does not simply believe, does not suddenly indicate that you truly believe that that's possible. You understand that it's true, for example, that some individuals can heal certain ailments. But do you believe that it's possible for you to experience that same type of reality? You see, your beliefs and belief systems influence the reality and are responsible for what it is that you experience. And so, consequently, you will have individuals who will have absolutely no problems in creating abundance, for example. They have that expectation. They believe that that's possible. It's not a problem to create abundance. However, those same individuals may have difficulties in being involved in what you would refer to as very desirable relationships. They have a difficulty with relationships, but no problems with creating abundance. And then there will be others who have all types of abundance problems, but no problems being involved in relationships. Relationships are easy for them because they believe. They have that expectation that it's possible to be involved in what you refer to as a desirable experience in relationships. Although do not have that expectation, perhaps, when it comes to creating abundance. So pay attention to the expectations to give you, as well, examples and clues as to what it is that you believe that's responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. Learn to go with inside. Learn to alter your consciousness, to enter into a meditative state, while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. Many meditative types of experiences are based upon someone else's perception of what it is that they wish you experience in that meditative state. Or you can be involved in a meditative state that you are creating and experiencing yourselves. And you get to a certain state where this subconsciousness of who you, what you truly are, this veil that you exist in, puts up these experiences to limit your ability to gain an understanding of what it is that you believe. And so you, in this meditative state, many times are on what you refer to as a guided meditation. And if it's a guided meditation that's taking you to the desired experience, then by all means, be involved. But understand that that's someone else's perception of what it is that you're experiencing. Many times when you're involved in an altered state of consciousness, when you're in a meditative state, this subconsciousness that creates your reality, that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, continues to operate. It doesn't disappear. And so you get these illusionary realities in this meditative state that can be very attractive. So you want to experience those particular realities. You want to be experiencing that existence and lifestyle of living upon the side of an ocean, for example, and it's very attractive, and you get drawn into having that experience, and you lose sight of what it is that you were intending to experience in the first place when you entered into that meditative state. So enter into a meditative state many times, having your awakened conscious mind a certain goal that you wish to experience. What do I wish to experience? What do I wish to understand? What's the belief that I wish to alter? Do I have a particular ailment that I wish to deal with? What's my belief that's responsible for that? How can I change that? And enter into that meditative state with a desire to have answers to the understanding of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold that are responsible for the realities that you're experiencing. Altering your consciousness and going with inside, meditating, has tremendous amounts of benefits for your physical being, but it can also have tremendous amount of benefits for your emotional being. It can have tremendous amount of benefits for your consciousness. We have suggested many times that you will not find the answers to what it is that you seek by looking in a book, or by listening to various types of recordings, listening to entities such as us attempting to give you information. We're simply giving to you that which you desire to hear. If you wish to find answers, go with inside. The answers you seek are with inside each of you. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Understand the belief, alter the belief, and you alter your reality. Go with inside. Alter your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. Understand and have a particular desire for what it is that you wish to experience in that altered state of consciousness. It's possible for you to, in that altered state of consciousness, make a connection, if you would, to have that experience of connecting with that spark of consciousness that you go to such tremendous amounts of energy to hide from, and you can have that experience, you can have that connection. And when you have that experience and you have that connection, you get a glimpse of how illusionary this reality is. You get an understanding of why it's impossible to give an explanation for who and what you truly are. It's an experience. You are all that is. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love, and you can get a glimpse of that experience by going with inside and putting aside the distractions and going deeper. And when you run into one of those distractions that seem so inviting, put it aside. Put it aside and continue to put aside those thoughts until you get a glimpse, that burst of understanding of unconditional love. And when you experience it once again, you will understand the difficulty in attempting to give some type of an explanation. Why it can't be written in a book. Why it's an experience, not something that can be described through the utilization of a vocabulary. Go with inside. The answers you seek are with inside each of you. Each of you has that capacity to make that connection. What do you believe? Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Philip, did you want to go first? You were first.
Sure. By making a carnivore dating website, do you have any advice for me?
We would suggest that you will find that there are indeed areas in that particular element, in that particular type of element that you're dealing with, that can help you. We would suggest that you reach out for that help, put out that indication through your meditation or whatever type of belief systems that you hold that make that possible for you to connect with individuals who can help you, because the particular information that you desire is available, absolutely. The assistance is available. You have but to request, to make the request, and there are individuals who will be willing to assist you, absolutely. And so we would suggest that you utilize your technological abilities to reach out through your various apparatus, if you would, through technology, to seek information for what it is that you desire to create, and to go with inside, to go with inside and put out the intent that you desire to have that information, and to believe and to hold the expectation that it will come to you. It will come. You have but to believe, to hold that expectation, and you can get the assistance that you desire. Absolutely, without question, it's available. You have but to express that intent. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thanks.
Patrick, did you want to ask now?
Yes, hi. Hello, Josiah. My name is Patrick. I have heard that our collective humanity is ascending from an illusion of the third dimension of duality to the fifth dimension of love and neutrality. This fifth dimension is also called the Age of Aquarius. Can you please speak to me about my role in this ascension process and how I can best serve all that is, enjoying abundance in this ascension from 3D to 5D? Thank you and blessings to you.
We have suggested that many times individuals like to put particular titles, if you wish, upon various activities that are involved in your so-called reality creation process. It's an illusion. The reality you experience is an absolute illusion. However, many individuals and many times even your so-called human consciousness agreement is to have alterations of the energy that you utilize to create this reality. Now you, as a human consciousness, have altered this reality in your year of 2012. You agreed at that time to allow for a subtle change in the energy that you utilize to create this reality. And we suggested at that time that there would be individuals entering into your so-called incarnational state who would bring with them the understanding of how it is that you influence your reality through your consciousness, through what it is that you believe. And your so-called New Age entities like to refer to these as your so-called indigo children, which exist now in your so-called present incarnational period. We have suggested that in your so-called future, that the next generation will be the individuals who come in with the understanding that they create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And we have suggested that that particular generation will be what we refer to as the peacemakers, the ones who will eventually understand that it's through absolute unconditional love that you influence and create this reality. It doesn't matter what terminology you utilize in terms of alterations that are occurring within your so-called awakened consciousness state. What do you believe? You can use whatever terminology you wish. What do you believe? You see, every individual existing in your vibrational level is connected. You are not separate. to believe that somehow one is going to become more enlightened is to suggest that somehow you can improve who and what you truly are. You are all that is. Absolutely. Now, if one begins to understand that it's an illusion, if one begins to understand that the beliefs and belief systems that you hold, that the thoughts that you hold within your conscious state influence the entire reality, and we're not just suggesting your reality, but indeed entire universe that you existed, then you begin to understand the importance of what it is that you think and feel, what it is that you believe. If you wish to influence your reality, begin to understand who and what you truly are. Seek what the beliefs are that you hold that's responsible, first of all, for your own experiences, and then for other experiences that you generate and influence throughout the entire universe. Like who you are. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. There is not one thing that you can do more to influence this existence in the entire Earth system, if you wish, than to love yourself consciously. You see, it becomes very difficult to love another if you don't love yourself first. You can't give something that you don't understand in your awakened consciousness state. Like who you are, love yourself consciously. There can be no greater advice than to like who you are, to love yourself consciously, and to express that love for others. These so-called peacemakers will exist in that type of reality of loving themselves consciously, aware of what it is to experience self-love. You see, when you love yourself consciously, then you begin to get glimpses of the possibilities of altering your consciousness. You begin to get glimpses of the possibilities that you can literally alter your reality. Various things begin to occur that you didn't think were at all possible, because you begin to understand that it's an illusion. And when you can grasp that it's an illusion, and you can grasp that it's your creation, then you can begin to have that capacity to love yourself consciously. If you ask for advice of what you could do, go with inside. Go with inside. Put aside all of the distractions, as we have suggested, and come in contact with that spark of consciousness that you are, that you so desperately hide from. You'll get a feeling that you begin to understand what unconditional love is, how you can love another unconditionally. You see, many individuals are involved in what they refer to as loving relationships. And it doesn't matter whether that's for an individual relationship or relationships that are based upon societies. Individuals involved in what they believe to be a loving relationship, but then they put conditions in order to perpetuate or to sustain that particular relationship. When you put a condition on, it's no longer an unconditional love. It's no longer a gift that's given from unconditional love. It's a contract. And when someone breaks the contract, then that particular love ends. That particular agreement ends. Like who you are, love unconditionally. There can be no greater advice than to love unconditionally. Go with inside. Get a glimpse of who and what you truly are. Bring that forth into your consciousness, and you will be amazed at the possibilities. You will be amazed at the ability for one to heal oneself, because you begin to understand that it's an illusion. You will be amazed at how it is that you alter, almost without even thought, the reality that you experience. How things appear that seemingly were not there. It's an illusion. And when you approach that illusion with an understanding that you are all that is, that you can love unconditionally, then you will have the greatest influence possible for the reality that you're experiencing for the entire Earth system. You see, you are one. You are not separated. You can believe that you must go through some type of progression. You can have that if you wish, but it's not necessary. You are all that is. You simply hide from that understanding. Bring that forth. Get a glimpse of who and what you truly are. Understand what unconditional love is and express that to others. And you will have the greatest influence possible, not only on your own individual realities and experience, but upon the entire Earth system. Like who you are, love yourself consciously. Love unconditionally. It's very difficult when one holds the belief that others have the capacity to influence your reality. It becomes very difficult when you're involved in a reality that you believe is beyond your capacity, and it's a reality that you believe is less than desirable. It becomes very difficult to accept the self-love that you created that reality. But only through accepting and understanding that it's created from a position of absolute unconditional love and that it's an illusion can you consciously change it. Like who you are, love yourself unconditionally and learn to love others unconditionally. That's the key. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Well, now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. We exist in a vibrational level that's very similar to yours, only we don't experience the realities that are realities that we believe we are not in control of. And so we appreciate this opportunity to interact with our friend Elias and to share in those various realities that he experiences. And in return, we give glimpses of the reality that we experience. And so it is for both a trade, if you wish, of experiences, and we are eternally grateful for this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And before we leave, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so, until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.
That was a good question, Patrick, and a good answer, too.
Yeah, thank you.